Tata Marie, kia ora te whanau, good morning and welcome to News Talk ZB. Jack Tame in the chair with you through to midday as per every Saturday. Now it's only a hunch, but I don't think they usually see queues this long at the Adelaide Convention Centre. The masses waited on the street, buzzing and pontificating, trying to work out how to get a last minute ticket. $1,000? You gotta be kidding me. How to sneak inside there, not for an appearance by a pop star or a speech from a politician, but an appearance by a scientist, an innovator. Now, you have to go back a century or two, I think, to find a time when people were as excited by private technological innovation in science. I'm thinking of those old lectures at the Royal Geographical Society in the UK. Speeches by famous thinkers. Well, in Adelaide, they queued for one man and his dreams. The sound you're hearing is from a video. It's a projection that Elon Musk presented last night at the International Astronautical Congress. Musk, of course, is the man who helped to build eBay, who founded Tesla, who founded SpaceX, and as chief designer, sent several rockets to the International Space Station. The man who became the first private space adventurer to consistently return rockets to Earth and land them, thus making space travel all the more sustainable. Well, Elon Musk has a new plan, and the video mock-up we're watching shows his new BFR rocket. Yes, if the music wasn't enough of a hint, it's a glitzy, modernist, aspirational video. A digital rendering, an artist's impression of a rocket taking off and zipping into the atmosphere. In the video, people gather in Manhattan, the center of the world, and then they catch a ferry over into the East River to a rocket station. They board the BFR rocket and take off. BFR, by the way, is apparently an acronym. It stands for Big Something Rocket. BFR. I'll let you use your imagination. Now, by 2022, the year 2022, just 5 years from now, Elon Musk announced he wants to have that BFR rocket ready to take people and cargo to the moon. By 2024, 7 years from now, he wants the BFR ready to take people to Mars. What's more, he wants to use this rocket for transport within the confines of our Earth. Rocket takes off, blasts up through the atmosphere to a speed of 27,000 kilometers an hour. Rocket comes down in another part of the world. Rocket lands anywhere on Earth, anywhere, reachable in fewer than 60 minutes. Dreams are free, of course, and it would be an easy exercise, wouldn't it? Just to roll your eyes and dismiss these grand dreams, and certainly the time frames attached, as a bit of starry-eyed folly. Even Elon Musk says that sending people to Mars in 6 or 7 years is ambitious. But consider for a moment who we're dealing with here. I remember when they scrapped the space shuttle program in the US. I was living in New York for the last mission, and they marked it by flying a space shuttle on the back of a jumbo jet at low altitude all over the East Coast. They did several laps over Manhattan Island. I remember looking up at it and thinking how it represented the end of cosmic dreaming. You know, a lot of people at the time said, oh, well, this is the end of scientific ambition, of us dreaming for the stars. President Kennedy had inspired a generation of scientists, but money meant NASA would curtail its grandest ambitions. Complicated? Yep. Delusional? He may prove to be. But imagine just the self-confidence, the nerve you would need to stand up on a world stage and announce your own personal plans to build a colony on Mars. You've got to admire that.